It is 8:51. Total Information AM continues, and I'm Debbie Monterey, joined by Kat Neville.
Hello.
Of Explore St. Louis. We love when there's great news about St. Louis, and we've been hearing all summer about tourism and how a lot of it is down across the country and hotels have been struggling, but not the case in St. Louis.
Yeah, I mean, not the case. So that is accurate. U.S. hotels reported negative year-over-year comparisons, and this is from CoStar, which is a company that reports on hotel occupancy. And it's rated by occupancy, obviously, but then also average daily rate and then revenue per available room. That's how hotels are kind of measured. But St. Louis reported the highest occupancy lift of plus 5.7%. So we were outpacing the other. We're in the top 25 markets. We were outpacing the other top 25 markets during July. And it's just tremendous news. We ranked in the top three among the top 25 markets in the six of the last 8 weeks from a report in mid-July. And the importance of that, we might, you know, people who are residents might be like, okay, that's the hotel industry. How does that impact me as a person living in St. Louis? It impacts the St. Louis region tremendously. We have almost 90,000 people in the St. Louis region, St. Louis City County, you know, on the east side, in St. Charles County, that are employed in the hospitality sector. So this is everything from people who are cleaning the rooms to people who are working in restaurants. So it is an incredibly important part of the economic picture of the St. Louis region. So when we're able to really kind of like mark those kinds of wins and that type of occupancy, all of that economic activity is directly impacting the St. Louis region.
Yeah, that's great, because no one stays. It's not like in a vacuum. You're just staying in a hotel and then that's it. You got to eat. You got to go somewhere. You got to get gas. You got to get snacks.
Yeah, you have to pay taxes. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's
of taxes.
Yeah, exactly. And so there's a mushroom effect when we are driving that hotel occupancy. And what's driving it are not just the kind of like day-to-day marketing that we do on behalf of St. Louis, but we, and also the Regional Sports Authority, we were working to attract events and also, you know, conventions and meetings and sporting competitions. All of these things are adding up. So during that period, for example, the Seventh-day Adventists were in town, which was
a huge event.
Huge. Roughly 50,000 people from across the globe came to St. Louis for a 9-day period. And they held their convention at the convention center, but they stayed in hotels throughout the entire St. Louis region. They ate in restaurants throughout the entire St. Louis region. And, you know, there was also obviously the Meeting Professionals International. The Cardinals had a homestand. There were concerts going on. So every time you have these, you know, these events that gather thousands of people, that has just a tremendous impact.
How did we do this summer? Is it easier or difficult to track the numbers of just families coming? Because I hear from people all the time who either, A, they don't know anything about St. Louis, or they say, oh, we love to come to St. Louis with the family because there's so much to do and it's free.
It's really hard to track those types of individual people. We do have data. And one of the things that that we're working on at Explore St. Louis under our new leadership with Brad Dean as our president is we're working on really expanding our opportunity to get rolling data on everything that's going on. So in the next 6 months to a year, I'm going to be able to come back and give you much more substantive information. So we don't know exactly how many families as opposed to individual travelers necessarily are coming over this past summer. But I can tell you that we do know that in general, it is more solo travelers than families that are coming. And most of these people actually are staying with friends and family. And so like people are coming in, you know, they're staying, you know, with their mother-in-law or, you know, their sister. And, you know, we have found that actually one of the top things that they like to do is, yes, go to sporting events, but also go shopping. So,
okay.
Yeah. A lot of folks are coming in town. I mean, so this is actually a report that was recently released, and we're kind of like just now diving into it. But yeah, so the typical traveler to St. Louis tends to be more solo or couples, even though we are obviously a tremendous family destination.
Well, we're glad that we beat the top 25 when it came to hotel stays for this summer. Kat Neville with Explore St. Louis. Always great to see you.
Good to see you too.